So a funny thing happened on the way to planning out season 4 of Podcast Stories, and that was realising the show turned 1 yesterday, April 21st. So in this quick bonus episode, I just want to say thanks for being here for the last 12 months, and have a look back at, the gestation of the show. I'm not even sure if that's the right word. But when I started the show back in April 2020, I had an idea of what I wanted to do with the show and how I wanted it to progress. This was something brand new though, as my previous podcast, with the exception of a business one I used to co-host at the marketing agency I used to work at, they'd all been solo affairs. But now I was creating an interview style show, and one that I really wanted to get to know the guests I had on. Thing is, these guests would also be fellow podcasters, and often ones who had their own interview style show as well. So I was a bit nervous as I started out. But thankfully, they all turned out to be great guests, very gracious with their time and the stories that they shared. Because as the show name entails, Podcaster Stories is about sharing the stories of the podcasters that we tend to listen to. And it wasn't just about their podcasts that I wanted to get to know, although it's very useful to obviously hear about their own podcast growth and how they grew their show and their voice with that. But what I wanted to do was really get to know the person behind the voice and how that's made them, how that shaped them to be the person they are today. This includes very personal stories at times, such as overcoming child abuse, overcoming sexual abuse, overcoming cancer and mental health issues, and a lot more. And hearing these stories and being able to share them with you, the listener, has been incredibly inspiring and really helped me grow as a person individually over the last 12 months. When you think of some of the things that they've overcome, and with the examples they shared in their episodes, it really makes you, you know, look at your own life and think, well, was it so bad that I spilled some milk when I was getting the kids breakfast? Nope, it wasn't. Yeah, made a mess of the kitchen floor, but it wasn't an earth-shattering, world-ending experience. So it's been incredibly interesting, and I'm very grateful to my guests for sharing their stories. The show has also evolved over the last 12 months from when it first started. Initially, the episodes were fairly short, at around the 20, maybe 25 minute mark. But what I was finding was I wasn't getting enough time to really talk with my guests and chat with them about their story. So in season 2 of Podcast of Stories, I flipped the format a bit. It was still an interview style show, but I flipped it to be a longer episode. And episodes ranged from 40 minutes to 50 minutes to sometimes over an hour. I'll be honest, when I made the change, I was a little bit wary as to whether people would enjoy the show less because it was a longer format. You're talking about doubling the length of the episode. But thankfully, the listeners and the feedback I've got since moving to that format has been universally good. There's been some people that preferred the previous version, and that's completely understandable. But for the most part, listeners like yourself have written to me or tweeted to me or whatever to advise that they enjoy the new format. So thank you for that. Moving forward, as I approach season 4, I'm going to start experimenting with some of the format as well. It'll still be an audio show, but there may be some video options involved as well, whether that's on YouTube or Facebook or something like that, or just even embedded on my website. We'll see. But I've got some ideas I want to start messing about with, and that could be just bonus content with snippets just for the video version, or it may be live streaming on something like StreamYard or whatever when I'm recording the episode, and we have the guest on with myself live streaming the episode recording just for a special events now and again. So it's something that I'm thinking about, and I'd love to hear your feedback as to whether that's something you'd be interested in listening to, or I should say watching. So let me know. You can always email me at any time at danny@podcasterstories.com. As I mentioned, the shows really continue to grow over the last 12 months, and especially since I made the format change, and it's really enabled me to lock down what I want to do with the show, and I know the direction I want to take it as I move into season 4, 5, 6, etc. And I'm looking forward to you being part of that. So thank you so far for being along for the ride. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I do making it, and if there's any time you want to give me any feedback or make a suggestion as to a guest you'd like to hear, you can always reach out to me at danny@podcasterstories.com. If you think that anybody else would enjoy the show, just send them over to podcasterstories.com/listen where they can catch up on some of the episodes they may have missed, as well as choose what podcast app they prefer to listen on. Again, I really appreciate your support and your listening to the show. It makes it all worthwhile. I mean, it'd be worthwhile anyway with my guests and the stories I get to hear from them. But knowing you're enjoying it as much really validates it for me, so thank you for that. Next week, I'll be doing a recap of Season 3, and we'll be hearing some more snippets from the guests that you may have not heard previously. So look out for that episode coming down in about a week's time. Until then, I hope you're well, I hope you're keeping safe, and we'll speak soon.